comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the speed of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain. Wherever there's a pain, you'll find a Spider-Man.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Rants Radio Channel, and the Dalnet servers. And now, here's Private Drexel!
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best: tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Welcome to What the Hell.
What the Hell?
It's March 12, 2000, and it's week number 63 of What the Hell, the show you've been waiting 6 days and 22 hours to hear in front of the possibility of 6 billion people.
That's true.
It is true.
And if you look at the Shoutcast server right now, apparently we have 400 and some odd fucking numbers of people listening to What the Hell.
If you believe that.
But, hey, no matter what, we're on that list, however pathetic it is, we're number one.
That's right.
True or not, who cares?
Fuck them.
Because everyone else is number two.
Or lower.
Or lower. So if you want to chat with us, since there are 400 and some odd listeners, go to the IRC, the Dalnet server in the Rant Radio channel, or you go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat and fill in your own name.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's that hard. To listen and participate.
That's right.
Because we care about
our
listeners.
And this has been a rank week.
It has.
For What the Hell. It's been a lot of really good things we're going to talk about. But to start things off, we should probably go around the room.
We should.
Say hello to all the people here.
And I'm Sumerian, and I'm going to get on the camera and go around the room here.
I will do the intro for Sumerian as he gets closer to the camera.
That's Sumerian. He's our boss.
Sumerian, he's not the boss. That was a good facial view of you on the camera first there, Sim. Make me a liar, you fuck. Oh, my God, I just blew the swearing rating. Oh, well, so much for not swearing on the show tonight. Ha! Fuck
it!
All right.
There's Sim.
There's Sim, looking sexy. All right. With his Rant Radio t-shirt.
Oh, my God, it's a Rant Radio t-shirt.
Turn around, Sim. Give us a big back patch. There it is, bitch. You know you want one. Oh, yeah. There's shower material for a month.
That's the money shot.
That's the money shot. Speaking of money shots, there's another shower material. You may know and recognize it from the pudgy calendar. That's right. It's the Daxter. It is sexy glory. Speaking of sexy, we now have Raven.
Take it off.
Raven Lunatic. That's really good. Wow, she's even speaking.
And tonight we have a special guest.
Extra special guest tonight.
Roland Suryat, here, representing the members of Cult.
You may recognize him from the WWF, where he does an occasional guest appearance.
Stand to!
Do not taunt Roland Suryat. Roland Suryat will be forced to cut off your other leg. All right.
Now we have Girl on the Left.
New hair.
New hair, yeah, looking really good. Too bad Lieutenant Major Zombie's not out there.
Oh, Lieutenant Major Zombie. I'm sure his parents will give him back computer privileges one of these months.
Don't worry, the Advent Critical Shot for a Rant Radio t-shirt is coming up.
but you are still getting your Linux shirt, don't bitch. We'll provide you with a whole wardrobe.
You can't win again.
Is rank good? All right. And then, yes, rank is good. It's actually one of those words like fuck or shit, which you can, like, so it's like an adjective, verb, adverb, you know.
I heard on the radio.
Okay. Next we have 200% sexy
projectile vomit man.
No, too sexy! No, too sexy! This is why projectile vomit man has to make those vomiting sounds. Otherwise, women around the world, their nipples will become too incredibly erect, and no glass pane will be safe.
They scratch them with their nipples.
Okay, there we go. And of course, you have me!
Shaman,
the fucking man! Here, and tonight, wow, are we ever going to have some really good shit to do with cult. Oh, baby.
We've all smoked a big bag of crack. We're ready to go.
Oh, I've been eating nothing but water, gunpowder, and smack for a whole week. And let me tell you, the shit is going on. We have got some hardcore psycho fuckers out there.
There's no private chicken here, Scribe. Sorry.
There is no private chicken. There is Ronan Sariat.
Ronan Sariat speaks on his behalf.
And that is Prophet Scribe, who should be listed as Prophet Scribe.
And I'm glad to be sitting right next to him.
No, you are safe right now. Fear not.
You feel very safe, right?
I believe that might makes right. And oh my
Let me
God.
Tell you, I got her between me and him, and I don't feel safe.
And look at that. The webcam is filled up. I'm sorry, all the slots are full. You cannot see us.
You cannot see us anymore.
If you want to try, there are five. I can only make five.
Well, that's kind of a rip-off. So,
so those five lucky listeners that get to see us and all our glory.
Why?
And if you want to see us, then try for a slot on the webcam, because it does time out after about a minute. Go to www.rantradio.com.
Find it out with sharp fucking sticks and prove your loyalty.
Rantradio.com. And then click on webcam.
This is getting
only to the devoted. We'll get there to the website. There can be only five.
We're holding up a secret sign to the webcam only for you five listeners. Phone in now to that number and win a car. I don't hear the phone ringing yet.
Is that car Matchbox or Hot Wheels?
It's invisible. It's our special
All
car.
Right, let's go down the list on the MRC here. We have Critical Shots.
All right, buddy.
Yes.
False Sequence.
Glad to see ya. Haven't heard back from you. Waiting to hear from ya.
Grim Reaper.
Who is Soab?
Is actually Soab, a long, long time listener.
Who's back?
He's the man. He's a very good guy. We got Infobot and Infoloop.
Oh, God. Are they here again?
Yes, indeed.
Now, the car is actually Adobe.
Cult members.
Adobe car.
At this point in time, I would like to take the moment to ask the cult members to change their names to the official cult login name so we can recognize that you're present in the house tonight. Because there's
That's
certain
great.
Members of your cult name who I'd like to give a certain shout-outs to. Number one, I'd like to give a shout-out to, but first we'll finish going through this.
Yep.
We have Reverend Jest.
New. That's a new. Did we miss Infoloop? Infoloop.
Right, honorable
Reverend. I'm sorry. Infoloop, yes. And MR Radio DGB.
CJB Net. He's been ICQing me, so I'm glad to see you listening in. That's awesome.
I believe Rev Jest may be Rubber Rooster.
Oh, really?
I'm right.
Rubber Rooster.
And
I think
okay.
so. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rev
Jest. So he's back with a new
And we've got
now.
A Prophet Shazbort.
Prophet Shazbort.
Sean 3.
Sean 3.
Good, there are many of us out there.
And we have
Sleezo.
Scribe, who hasn't changed his name yet.
Okay. You missed Sleezo, who's a new listener.
Sleezo, welcome to the show.
All right.
And we have Titanium Midget.
Who I think is new as well.
But that's a mighty fucking name. Sounds like a cult member.
You change your name to, you can go /NIC, and then put your name in. I'll change your name to whatever you want.
That is correct.
And Valk, a new listener as well.
Yes.
Welcome to the stupidity.
What the hell we do every Sunday
shout
night.
Out. We have to do a big screaming shout out to
yes.
an amazing cult prophet.
Yes.
This guy has put up so much work. It isn't even funny how much work this kid's put in.
So what you're saying, this guy is a real cultist.
No, he's amazing. The kid is brilliant. He's doing all of the cult clan symbols. And
this is the one that's on your shirt. This is the
Yes, I'm going to go up to the camera right now for the five listeners. Now, this will get posted onto the website for permanent viewing. And this is all Prophet 4K's handiwork. The guy is just fucking amazing. I mean, he submits. He's even submitted symbols to me, which I didn't like. And he was just like, yeah, no problem. We'll do up new ones. And the stuff he's cooking up is phenomenal. And these will all be available as cult shirts, which people will be able
to purchase
when they have been a member for long enough. And they'll be able to buy them at cost, which Raven. Is whatever it means for me to print them, because I'm not doing this to make money.
Stove store.
Right? But I'm going to go up right now, and this is...
I'll go turn it off.
This is the cult... this is a cult shirt which I have made, which the ones will be better than this, but I'm going to go up to the camera right now and get a good visual of it. Let me know when we're up close, okay? So, because I can't see the...
Well, I'll do it. I'll focus in on you.
Oh, okay. So, it's... This one here, I would just appreciate what this guy did for art so much that I had to make a shirt. On the front, we have the mighty... Zoom right in, baby. There you go. We have the Mighty K logo.
Look at that sexy tit.
That's right. The banner under the Mighty K, the symbol of the new millennia. And then we have, for Clan Decker, the hacker, cracker, slicer, fucking digital junkies out there, this is the Clan Decker symbol. You know it's good. You know you like it.
That's cute.
Isn't that just fucking slay? Rastafarian Decker skull. It's awesome. It is the thing. Because all the Deckers and crackers out there are fucking psychos. So in any case, there we are. What do we got here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4 cult members. Ah, there's Prophet 4K, you fucking hard ass. Oh, I got a hard on for that fucking guy. He's great.
Can we not? I don't want to know this.
But we have other news.
Do we?
We do, in fact. Within the group.
Which one?
We have many news.
That's it.
Okay, well, good. I was going to combine that with Gross Hospital stories, but we can do that.
I'm not going to tell a Gross Hospital story tonight.
Okay.
I'm not.
Oh. You want to do yours first?
We'll have...
Because you're leaving. Raven Lunatic.
Raven Lunatic, tell her Gross Hospital story.
Yep. You want to do that right now? Yep. Where's the mic? Pass the mic. This is my mic.
Hello.
This is Raven Lunatic.
I don't speak much because I don't like to. On camera. Others in this room will disagree.
There's only us plus 5 more.
That's right.
So it's okay.
Raven Lunatic has given away her position because she won't shut up. You're ghosting us, motherfucker. Give her a position one more time. We'll bleed you real quiet. Leave you here. What movie was that from?
Oh, Pixie Chick is joining us.
I know.
Pixie Chick.
Shut up.
Okay.
And Fork. 4K.
He's here. Sorry. This is a Gross Hospital story, but it's my own personal experience.
We should do the intro then.
Okay. Yes, because this is the Gross Hospital story.
Do we have a perfectly good intro?
We have a perfectly good intro. We have a perfectly good Gross Hospital story. She gets the intro.
Now,
once again,
it's time for Gross Hospital Stories. Okay, we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. A few years ago, I had a nice little incident where I was fixing something, and I was opening a bottle of crazy glue that had air packed into it. So as I'm looking at the bottle, I go to open it, and it in my face. Right on my eyeballs.
You got crazy glue on your eyeballs.
That's a good thing.
That's right,
ow!
So first, of course...
Okay, this story's winning already.
The first reaction was I blinked, which of course...
Oh!
So I had to peel my eyes open. And then I realized, oh shit, I'm in a lot of problem. A lot of trouble here. And then I realized everything was kind of bumpy and blurry and I felt like I had sand in my eyes. Which was, of course, the crazy glue on my cornea. So, I had to go down to the hospital. Surrey Memorial Hospital here in BC. Good old Surrey, home of Wally. Woohoo!
It's not the Langley Memorial Hospital, right?
Yes. Anyway, so I was then instructed that the doctor was going to have to take a scalpel to my cornea.
Yeah. This sounds like a wonderful opportunity to get new hardware and implants.
That's right. $6 million woman.
That's right. So as I was nervously sitting there watching him get out his little scalpel, I lay back and I'm going, well, you're not putting me out for this? No, 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 just hold still. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Don't blink and hold still.
Mommy, mommy, well, make the Batman stop.
So I did proceed to get drops in my eyes and got to stare up at a little point in the wall and got to watch him take his little scalpel and go across my eyes and cut off the crazy glue. So it was, and right again, just before he stuck the scalpel in my eyes, like, remember, don't move. Yeah, that's the first thing on my mind. I'm just wanting to get out and do mob number five. You know what I mean?
Oh, my so, God.
Yes, so I got my
eyes. Razor eye, no.
Yes. So that was my kind of gross hospital story. And mine are of all, you know, I have a few other ones, which I won't get into, but
mm-hmm.
they're all my personal experiences. So,
right.
Of things happening
to you, not you watching.
When was this? How long ago was this?
Probably about 6 years ago.
I have to say that I don't believe I've just been grossed out by a gross hospital story.
It's probably because it's involving eyes, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very sensitive.
I was nervous, let me
yeah,
tell you.
Really? I'm going to take this sharp knife to your eye.
So far, you know, your blurriness has gone down. You know, I can, you know,
yeah.
night driving is so scarred. I'm kidding. Kidding.
My mommy.
Hold on, Syriette has reason to believe that your merchandise was booby-trapped. Have you found the perpetrators and made them pay? If not, okay, so I will make it my new mission.
So the moral of this... The moral of the story is if you're opening a tube of crazy glue, point it away.
Do not point directly at eyes.
Don't look at the crazy glue. That's right. Point towards your enemy.
And now, because of her, there's a new warning on crazy glue. Do not point at eyes while opening.
I do take that fame. Thank
just
you.
Kidding.
I'm just like, holy shit, man. Like, yeah, don't move or you get an eye full of stab, okay? No,
I won't be moving.
Worst incident I ever heard with crazy glue was a woman was very upset with her boyfriend and glued his foreskin down while he was asleep.
Wow.
That was the worst up until
evil.
That one.
But that would just take, all they have to do is spritz a little bit of a solvent on it and it dissolves, right?
Yeah, you want a solvent down there?
It's true.
A sensitive skin region.
Yes. That lady.
But you don't have to
girl,
take a scalpel to it.
No, like I said, that was the worst until hers. Hers is worse because it's a knife in the friggin' eye.
I love it when fucking women go and they think it's all cool and guys' nuts get hurt. But I have a certain theory about when women kick you in the nuts, especially in a bar. My theory is you have about 20 seconds before the pain gets so bad to rip that bitch's face clean off.
I never said it was acceptable to...
Ronan Syriette firmly believes it was the man's fault for falling asleep on his watch. That'd be a lesson to him.
That's very true. One thing about Ronan Syriette is he does speak wisdom.
Oh.
An idol for
for
Cole Ronan everywhere.
Is it Fork or 4K?
4K.
I remember hearing a story, sort of a wacky news story about a woman whose her boyfriend glued her breasts together.
Wow, that'd be a tight tit fuck, eh? Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about making your eyes water. Hey, can I put some solvent on that? Holy cow. Way out of control. Okay. Moving right along, we're going to actually...
Should I tell my good news first?
Yes, we'll move on to the Daxters.
Yes, okay, boys and girls, that's right. Dak is actually back to work. It only took a year, but I'm finally working again. And once again, I found myself working as a security guard. Now, they give me my first site, which I have to go all the way out to the North Shore, which is 2.5 hours by transit, all the way out there, to pull a shift. And I walk up to this huge industrial complex. It's huge. Walk there, go inside, say hi. I guess I'm working here tonight. They said, yep, yeah, we're expecting you. Come with me. And he takes me into a room. And he sits me down at a table, and he turns on puts a tape into a VCR, and turns on the television. And I get to watch this instructional video that tells me what to do in case there's a massive chlorine leak.
First thing Ronan Syriette says is grab your gas mask.
Yes.
Always have your NBC kit with you.
Yes, not a joke. I had to walk around for the last two nights, 12 hours each shift, carrying a 5-pound oxygen tank and mask in case there was a leak.
This makes for a very practical and realistic world situation. Consider yourself fortunate you have superiors who look after you.
Okay.
Thanks to your training and goodwill. Awesome.
Did you lay down the smack, Uncle Dak?
No, I didn't have to, but I'll tell you what. Your Uncle Dak, starting tomorrow night, he loves you so much. He's been very upset that he hasn't had any new gross hospital stories to tell you. So starting tomorrow, I'm going back to work at a hospital. So you're going to have all new gross hospital stories. And what's even better...
You booked Sundays off.
No, I have Sundays off, but I'm working at a place called St. Joseph's Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Which, do you all remember my horrible story about the Biltmore Hotel, where when I was working there, I walked into a room and found a guy getting fucked up the ass by a dog?
Yes.
This is to give you an idea of just how bad the neighborhood is, where... You know, a white man surrounded by 12 drunken Indians is a white man on the street.
That's pretty brutal. Mm.
This is where that hospital is.
Great. This sounds like a very standard and wonderful sort of job position for someone such as yourself. So we'll be getting lots of fresh meat.
Yeah, fresh meat.
Speaking of fresh meat, go ahead.
I've got some... announcements.
Alrighty, let's turn the show back over to the station manager, the one, the only, the incredibly sexy.
We'd just like to thank Isaac509 at sonic.net for providing bandwidth for the station.
Always holy.
And head peon at next.net.net for lots and lots of bandwidth. And
spread the virus.
Let's see.
Okay.
Supposed to say hi to DJ Munns of New Zealand.
DJ Munns
of New Zealand.
What the hell's an NZer doing?
And also, John in Bosnia gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to our show.
In Bosnia,
John.
Big shout out to John in Bosnia.
John, get on that email and email Kennedy at rantradio.com. Yep. I need you, brother. The cult needs you.
Roman Syriac will be particularly interested in speaking to John in Bosnia. Yeah. I needed good intelligence gathering assets on the ground in all areas of operations around the world. Please contact me.
Roman Syriac hopes to one day go to Bosnia for his vacation.
It'll be a nice change of pace.
Been there for vacation.
So what we need to do is, and if you want to be able to contact Ronan Syriac, you have to be a member of Cult.
That's right.
Which, of course, you got to get through me, fucker, because we're not just letting any cocksucker in there. So don't think that it's just a joy luck club. Because we need good fucking people. And, well, you know what? If I don't like you, you're not getting in. So fuck you, because the people we got in now
are hardcore.
Slay. Now be carry on there with your...
Couple more. Let's see, Jodith Moore says, I live in the Eastern Time Zone, so I can't really listen to what the hell. He says, tell Sean he kicks some bitch ass, and tell girl on the left she's cute. Hey, hey, I'm 14.
Right on.
Pin up girl for little geeks everywhere in the internet. It's girl on the left.
Yes, but he's built like a 12-year-old.
Thank you.
I did nothing, and yet I feel dirty.
Talk about how dirty you feel.
I feel soiled.
That's very sexy.
Will you have poetry reading, Sean?
We do have a poetry reading, actually. But that's coming later.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to bring my poem.
I forgot to bring Pop.
I'll have to bring it next week.
All right. What is the next album? Is that it?
Yeah, there's other stuff to do. What were you going to do?
What I was going to do is I was going to do a segue into the brand new rant. Okay. This rant is available on the...
FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com/SeanK.
So you can download this. This is the Cult Rant. Distribute freely. Make in mixes. Add to your personal recorded CDs. Play it in your schools. Play
pass it around
bus stations. Play it everywhere. We need this played everywhere. And after this, we're
Let
going to...
Let your teachers, your parents, your religious leaders, they have to hear this.
For psychological operations.
That's
it. Destroy your enemy's mental ability to fight.
put it into an infinite loop for conditioning of future cult members.
That's true. We need all of it. And afterwards, we have a special feature where Ronan Sariette, the hardest of the hard Ronan, is going to be reading his answers to a...
No, no, was it his answers?
Yes, oh, yeah. It is his answers.
I'll shut up.
You shut up. It'll be his answers to a cult questionnaire, which grows larger every day. The sooner you join, the less questions you have to answer.
Or...
If I fucking think
what,
you're
What
good
the hell says the E is actually silent in my name?
Oh,
not
sorry.
Not unlike the pronged meat spiking device. He is fork.
Prophet fork. There not is no fork, spoon. Yeah.
There's just
there
a
is
fork.
No spoon, but by the fuck, there's a fork. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Sean K. Just I got to turn it up for here because a lot of people in here haven't heard it. Here we go. Here's Sean K. on the cult.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what?
I'm
sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now!
I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyle. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves. Never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Yeah.
That's fucking mighty.
Mighty.
We have to really ally together, and this week has been really strong. We haven't even had positive. That hasn't even been rotation, and we've already got 11 hardcore psycho-ass motherfucking members who are elite, as after all, cult does stand for Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists, and we are going to scare the living shit out of every three-named acronym you can possibly come up with. It'll be fucking great. Speaking of fucking great, extra special guest tonight, we have Ronan Sariette, who's going to read his answers, which are by far some of the most mighty I have read.
They are great.
They are great. G-R-A-T-E.
I would like to explain, first of all, why I'm sitting here tonight on this council of elders and warlords.
Closer.
First of all, I'm sitting here only because the mighty chicken is taking a leave of absence.
It's understood.
That the chicken has been accepted by the armed forces.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Very, very shortly. I put him on an elite 6-week hardcore training physical program. His free time will be taken up by push-ups, sit-ups, and every other physical training aspect out there. Plenty of log PT, because he's a SEAL. In which case, May 1st, he leaves for 4 months doing his basic training, which shall be a joke after I break him and remold him in my own image. There is nothing that the Canadian Armed Forces can do to him to break him after that. But after that, for 3 weeks, he goes on to electronic warfare training. That's right. The highest skill trade you can get. Electronic warfare training. And when he comes back, he will be a deadly new, well-learned asset to the cult team. All right, then.
Just frightened, that's all.
No, that's fucking mighty. In other words, chicken not here. Chicken gone!
Where is that from?
That's what put the... Listeners must decide.
However, the chicken was most fortunate to see my inner qualities, my beauties, and what I can bring to the table for cult. And he sponsored me and forwarded on this questionnaire, which I have passed in turn passed on to the founder. I've gained acceptance amongst my peers, my superiors, in cult. And I will give you a sample, an insight into what it is like to be Ronan Syriette. My name is Ronan Syriette. I think we've established this. Favorite color? Blue, although camo is also a favorite. My quest? I do not have quests. I have mission statements. Complete mailing address. The village. Down the street. Age? Classics are timeless. Birth date? Classics are timeless. Rebirth day! Halfway through my grade ten, my 10th year in grade 10 high school. Status? Condition red. Always. Method of income? Legal or other. Please advise. What would I want to do before or after I exterminate millions of people? This was a very personal and interesting question to me. Five songs that reflect my personality. Happy, Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Angry, Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Sad, Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Introspective, Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Introspective.
Neutral, Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Most important possession, my sense of self, and my ghillie suit. One thing I would change about myself, to give me Bruce Lee's body, the live body, not the dead body, fool.
Okay.
What do I feel about drugs? Prescription? No big deal. Illegal? A great source of cash. Drug dealers have great bankrolls. Sexual orientation? Yes. And Swedish Asian? And Latino Asian? And Caucasian?
Oh, God.
How do I feel about abortion? If it means I don't pay child support? Hell yeah! Religion? A great source of wars. Wars mean more work for all of us. Work fun. My views on capital punishment. I think it should be a national sport. Where do I see society in 50 years? Can you say Mad Max, baby? The coolest tech to own. Lightsabers. Hands down.
For sure.
What is my opinion of Army of Darkness? I can't type. I'm bowing. What should we do with Jar Jar Binks? I think he should be a Sith Wing Chun dummy.
By far the best fate for Jar Jar Binks I've heard so far.
The most important quality of friends, money. This was also a very important question to Ronan Syriette. How do I feel about people of different colors? The smart ones will choose colors suitable to their terrain. If they don't, they will draw fire. If they draw fire near me, I will be severely pissed.
Okay.
If I were an animal, I would be a blink dog. My favorite book. I am a literary giant. I read all of the great books. My favorite being Field Manual 107-51300. What influenced my childhood most? Lee Harvey Oswald. That guy knew how to make an impact. How do I feel about cannibalism? Are you eating me? People with different sexual orientation. What's your number? This one I took personally. What would put me over the edge? What are you saying? Do you think I'm on edge? Do you? Movie character most like myself. Sergeant Todd from Soldier. Also a great man. Now, not too many people out there that I've seen so far in cult really know what C-Tech astronomy is. I will tell you, because I have been trained. C-Tech is actually a military acronym for the stars, earth, terrain, environment, and country. By inputting three of the variables, you are able to calculate your exact position in space. With minor changes in the formula, you can determine if you have crossed into another dimension. Taught to all members of cult Spec Force units. Sex. Single-handedly the greatest thing on the internet.
Single-handedly?
Hey, I'll use two hands.
Opinions of my body. Blessed are the meek. The flesh is inconsequential. It is the mind that wills the sole driving force of my existence. The mindset, I will not fail, ever. Immortality, Ronan Chariot will not die. When I am bored of the place, I will see tech navigate my way to a planet of pure energy and eco to pleasure-filled existence, killing new life forms.
Okay, I'm frightened, Bobby.
Now, the question, which is more important, a cyborg or a robot form? Well, let me tell you, soldiers. Whatever makes the most effective soldier in this given area of operations, whatever makes you the most efficient killing machine should be your chosen form. What am I good at? I'm good at what I do, but what I do isn't very good. What is my stance on guns? If you're a true soldier, you do not stand on your guns, you shoulder them. Or if cameras are rolling, you fire from the hip. And do you want the questions to be added, or will you post them yourself, Master?
We will, in fact, be... You can state them because they are, in fact, mighty questions.
These are Ronan Sariat's questions for future cult members. First, what would you consider doing prison time for? And second, when would you feel it appropriate to take someone's life?
Good Ronan questions. Sariat has exactly what it takes to be a true member of cult. Just like Prophet Fork. Prophet Scribe, Prophet Shazborg, and Flesh Tripper Rooster. Yes, yes, and what do these all mean? What do these clans mean? What does it all mean? It means that we're finally getting together and nobody can stop us. Because once we get enough members, sure, you get 10, 15 guys. It's all just good fun, isn't it? It's all just something that happens. It's all just, we get a little club. But wait, why don't we add a fucking zero on there? You got 150 guys, and all of a sudden that starts being a little bit scary. And then you put two more zeros on there, and you've got 15,000 fucking people. And then you put another one in there, and you've got 150,000. And what will happen after that is that soon everybody will throw in just their spare fucking pocket change that they got back from their income tax, and we'll be able to buy a Nike missile base and put a bunk in that motherfucker, and soon everyone will have an issued bunk. You put in cash, you get the fucking money for the bunk, and you'll be able to come down there. We'll be able to pick you up. You'll be able to go to any airport at any time at the drop of a hat. You'll be online. We'll have Gargoyle Stone Cold watching, waiting for your sign to come up and across the line so that you can cross into the arms of fellow cult members. We'll be backed by people like Ronan Sariat, who glued sand to their body and hang waiting in the balance behind large stone rocks. Yes, once the desert is taken, it will never, ever be given back. And we've been on the fringe long enough. It is time for us to ally all together under one banner of a giant fucking K. You know you want to. You know it's good. And those of you who have been listening and those of you who have been longtime members, I'm talking about Soab. I'm talking about Pixie Chick. I'm talking about all the people who have been tuning in since day one. Capone X, that means you, as well as Fault Sequence. For God's sakes, cult needs you. We need the strong fringe members. Don't be embarrassed by it. It's part of you. It's who you are. You want to get in touch with me, Kennedy at rantradio.com, and by the fuck, we can start to ally. And then soon we'll begin to spread like a virus. It'll be just like the stand. They won't be able to stop us. We'll make this whole society go Ebola, crash, and bleed out. We'll have these people screaming for more. It'll be great. And soon, the governments will fall by their own hands, and secret societies remain. Learn a lesson from the Masons, cross it with Amway, add a little dash of me, and you've got the giant fucking K of cult. You know it's good.
You inspire me always, Calder.
Reach on.
All right.
Here. Yes. Girl on the left, you know, I'm glad you're here, because this is what I've been putting up with for the last couple of weeks by myself.
This is fucking mighty. You know, it's good. Let's get to some fucking hard music. What have we got?
MDFMK, Hydroelectric.
Sure.
Is that good?
I think so.
Okay. This is what I picked for music to fuck by.
This is music to fuck by?
Yeah.
Excellent. Put it on.
Here we go. I'm not
We're back online all the time. You know what's good. You know what's right. You know what's real. What do we got else going on in the news tonight there, Sam?
Well,
what's going on in the big wide world?
The Onion presents poison prevention tips. Did I do this last week?
No. No, you didn't.
Here are some helpful tips to reduce the risk of poisoning and know what to do in case it occurs. Poison always comes in ambered color bottles, clearly marked with a skull and crossbones icon, and the word danger. If a substance is not in this type of bottle, it is safe to drink or huff. I'll just keep going. For lower body snake bites, immediately suck the poison out the victim's penis. Spit out the deadly milky white venom and repeat as necessary. Most household cleansers are harmful.
Oh, my God, I've been poisoned.
Quick. I've been bit by a snake.
Most household cleansers are harmful or fatal if swallowed. Learn to live in filth. If bleach is swallowed, induce vomiting immediately with new Judge Judy internet pics.
What the? Oh, my God!
Set aside a special blue set of coffee mugs as your poison-only drinkware. Tell your children in no uncertain terms that poison is a magical potion only for adults. That'll keep them off it.
That's what my parents used to tell me about the gin bottle.
Yeah, look how well that worked.
If you have
gin.
If you have young children, avoid purchasing bleach products bearing pictures of Pikachu drinking the bleach.
Pikachu!
I would love to feed fucking Pikachu some bleach. Matter of fact, like just submerge him in a tank of it over like a 3-hour period.
Have him gargle with glass.
I'm trying to get my hands on the infamous epilepsy-inducing episode of Pokemon.
Oh, you got to get that one. It's like flash for a half an hour, right? Yeah.
And people, like, there's an epilepsy-inducing...
Yes,
there's an episode that was flashing so hard, so fast, and so often during the thing, it caused, like, 50 kids in Japan to drop down with an epileptic fit.
More than
50. Oh, my God, we have to do that on Rant Radio.
The only problem is... It was the actual frequency they flashed at. This is something they just never considered over in Japan. Over North America, it's actually illegal to broadcast that because they know... You know, probably for military experimentation. This makes people keel over and do the bacon on the
Rolling
floor.
Rolling Syria will verify this.
And then the Japanese newscasts, you know, did the smart thing, and in explaining what this phenomenon was all about, rebroadcast the flashing clip on the 6 o'clock news all across Japan, and therefore sent adults, you know, keeling over and doing the bacon on the floor.
Okay, now, I have to have this.
You
could market that on the fucking cult website. Want to have a seizure? Press here now.
I tried to get it. I ended up getting the one instead, which has had the male characters dressing up in drag, which is also censored, but for different reasons in this country.
Can't have that.
So I'm probably going to be going back on Tuesday and to the local handy dandy copyright ignoring anime shop and seeing if
is
I
that
can
the
get
one in Coquitlam?
No. No,
all right.
One in Vancouver.
Oh, let's take a look at unrelated stories tonight. We have youths held in Knife Point Pokemon fucking robbery.
A knife-wielding teen and 2 10-year-old partners took the Pokemon slogan, "Got 'em, catch 'em all," to a new level, holding up an 11-year-old boy to steal more than 120 of valuable game cards. Police said today. The alleged card thieves who were arrested Monday held up the victim at the street corner February 12th, aiming a knife at his stomach and demanding the boy's cards. Oh, my God.
The 14-year-old produced a knife and told the victim he'd give up the cards. He was going to cut him, said Sergeant John Jetter of the Boise City Police Department. The allied thieves developed the plan if they spotted the victim showing his large collection earlier that day. After the heist, they went to the home of the suspects to divide the loot, police said.
Sad.
Now, had that boy been trained by Ronan Syriot, he would have taken the knife, spun it around, and stabbed the first offender in the throat as a shock value violence.
Fucking A, man. Have an eye full of stab, cockjaws. You want my Pokemon cards? Wait, what am I doing?
However,
Pokemon
had
cards?
He been trained by Dak, the robbers, I should say, they would have made it look like an accident and managed to get the cards as part of a false will that they had already rigged up.
He fell down the stairs and lost his Pokemon.
This is a truly brutal story.
Baby bank. Oh, this is the one in Germany.
Yes.
With a night deposit box.
For fucking
this is amazing.
Babies. This is a really good idea, actually.
It is a good idea, but it's kind of warped.
It's fucked up, man.
It gives you an idea, boys and girls, just how fucked society has gotten.
Don't want your kids?
This is just fucking crazy. Baby bank for unwanted.
Recycle them.
Hamburg, Germany. Social workers in Hamburg have opened a controversial baby bank where new mothers can leave their unwanted newborns. The center called the Reeperbahn,
which is near the Reeperbahn Red Light District.
Immediately located near the Reeperbahn.
Was set up to reduce the number of newborns abandoned on the city streets. A woman can anonymously pass her child through the letterbox into a crib. An alarm alerts staff that a child has been left. Every baby whose life we save justifies our work, says project leader Heidi Rosser. She said a woman has 8 weeks to come back for her child before the baby is considered for adoption. In 1709, a Dutch philanthropist offered a similar service, also in Hamburg. That office was closed after a year when people started bringing in older children.
It doesn't fit to the letterbox.
I try. I just go through the door, Bobby. Just fold them.
The thing is, here, like, wouldn't it just be cheaper to have, like, perhaps free birth control available to these women rather than, having the government having to take
or
care
paying,
of
or paying to get them fixed or something.
But the Christian Coalition in Germany wouldn't allow that. Remember, birth control is not part of God's will.
Adoption?
Yeah, but killing 6 million fucking Jews was no trouble.
Look, you're talking semantics now.
I'm talking anti-Semitics, actually, is what I'm talking. But anyway.
Forget Nintendo Thumb. Nintendo's handing out protective gloves in settlement. Nintendo of America has agreed to provide protective gloves to owners of a video game blamed for cuts, blisters, and other hand injuries.
How the hell did you get a cut?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Maybe they should label all of the Nintendo things "Do not eat."
I
tried to eat the game cartridge and I got poisoned and cut.
It didn't say not to on it.
The Mario Party game on the Nintendo 64 home game system can cause hand injury because players are encouraged to rapidly rotate a joystick with a grooved tip. Can I be perfectly honest? Maybe they should create a joystick which
I've had that done with a reservoir tip.
Maybe they should create one that doesn't slice your hands off.
I remember the Nintendo one is like wheels upon wheels, and they're grooved. It will, if you did that all day long for whatever an hour. Yeah, it's gonna slice your thumb open.
Yeah, the ergonomics in action.
Nintendo agreed to provide up to 4 protective gloves to each household of consumers owning the video game.
Oh, my God.
Fingerless gloves have padded palms.
I remember hearing this on Slashdot, and people were saying, I'm going to call in just so I can get the gloves. Those are going to kick ass.
So here we go. We're going to get a glove.
Let's do it right now. There we are, dialing in.
That's a New York number.
No, we're not dialing long distance.
Welcome to the Mario Party hotline. Information about the mini-game caution for the game Mario Party, press 1. For all other questions, press 2. Thank you for calling regarding Mario Party. Please note that the following caution only applies to the original Mario Party game and does not apply to Mario Party 2, which was released on January 24, 2000. Please be aware that 5 of the mini-games and the Mecha Fly Guy training area in the original Mario Party game require the player to rapidly rotate the control stick in order to achieve a stated objective. Some individuals may experience skin irritation, including blisters and or damage to the control stick, if they rotate the control stick with the palm of their hand. Nintendo recommends that you rotate the control stick with your thumb or by holding it between your thumb and forefinger. If these methods work for you, and you would still prefer to use your palm to rotate the control stick, Nintendo will send you a glove upon receipt of acceptable proof of ownership of your Mario Party game pack. The glove is an off-the-shelf sports glove and does not have any Nintendo logo or characters. To obtain the glove, you must provide one of the following proofs of ownership of the Mario Party game. A copy of the purchase receipt. A copy of your credit card statement or canceled check. Please blank out your credit card number. The UPC code.
We don't have any proof of purchase, but there we go.
That'd be too fucking mighty, especially if it had a Nintendo logo on it.
This is a Nintendo protective glove, so I don't cut my hand up on a game.
When I'm playing fucking awesome. Quake, you know, what the fuck? These are people who don't have enough money to afford a computer. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
Actually, did you hear about the new Sony PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 2, yes.
What about it?
This thing apparently will, besides playing Sony games, it will also play DVDs.
Yes.
And also will hook onto the internet, apparently.
Yep. It's pretty mighty system.
Why don't you just buy a fucking computer?
No, I understand.
Because that's just it. Because like,
it costs $100 more to buy a computer. You can't do much more on a computer, can you?
Well,
you
actually, the initial price they're asking right now is somewhere around $500. But
US.
Once the prices go down, that's going to be the cheapest fucking DVD player on the market. And somebody has actually figured out a hack so it'll play Vision 1 and 2.
Real?
The only problem is they have some kind of glitch with one of the... I think it's the trying to save games.
Yeah, the memory
game,
the memory pack.
It actually erases some of the data out of the machine.
So you can't play DVDs, I believe.
Yeah. Something like that. That's like,
well, that's a bit of a downer, isn't it?
Yes.
The fucking thing eats itself when you save a game. Wait, I'm going to buy a computer.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, just buy a cheap ass e-machine. Hell, go get I could do that, or I could just buy a Pentium 2 266 low-end system.
The same price, and it would do the same
stuff. For the same price and do all that, plus oh so much more.
Yeah.
And I'll load it up with private fucking pirated software, too.
Have to come down quite a bit in price, because you can get DVD players for $100 for your computer.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. If you have a high enough computer, you can just get it for $100. Somebody, I got this in my email. I don't know if you get spam in your email boxes, but this one pretty much sums up all spam. Hello, my name is Basmati Kazar. I'm suffering from rare and deadly diseases, poor scores on final exams, extreme virginity, fear of being kidnapped and executed by anal electrocution, and guilt for not forwarding out 50 billion fucking chain letters sent to me by people who actually believe that you send them on, that a poor 6-year-old girl in Arkansas with a breast on her forehead will be able to raise enough money to have it removed before her redneck parents sell her off to the traveling freak show. Do you honestly believe that Bill Gates is going to give you and everyone who you send his email to $1,000? How stupid are you? Ooh, looky here. If I scroll down the page and make a wish, I'll get laid by every Playboy model in the magazine. What a bunch of bullshit. So basically, this message is a big fuck you to all the people out there who have nothing better to do than send to me stupid chain mail forwards. Maybe the evil chain letter leprechauns will come into my apartment and sodomize me in my sleep for not continuing the chain, which was started by Jesus in 5 AD and was brought to this country by midget pilgrims on the Mayflower. And if it makes it to the year 2000, it'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest continuous streak of blatant stupidity. Fuck them. If you're going to forward something, at least send me something mildly amusing. I've seen all this. Send this to your 50 of your closest friends, and this poor wretched excuse for a human being will somehow receive a nickel from some omniscient being forwards about 90 times. I don't fucking care. So I thought that was actually sent to me by somebody I don't know as a spam.
That's fucking great.
That's fucking
I thought that
great.
Was just so good. I had to read it on the show.
I remember once somebody sent out like a chain mail forward to everybody who was on one of the class mailing lists at SFU, as well as to all of her professors. I sent her a little email saying, oh, by the way, that's a common email. That's an old scam. That doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
You've
so
probably gotten
many.
Lots of enraged emails by now, so I probably don't have to tell you not to forward chain emails. She insisted afterwards, well, excuse me for not following somebody's little internet rule. Nobody's been mad at me. Yeah, you haven't talked to them yet. That's why.
You know, talking about email and the rest of that, I saw something in the news this week that got me fucking pissed. Apparently, this is up here in British.
Was it a Nike commercial?
No, it was in British Columbia.
You raised the price on chalupas.
Yeah, I hate that. Anyhow, these kids put out a webpage where they rated some of their friends.
Yes, I've been reading about that.
And they basically said that this one kid in school was ugly and they hated him.
Yep, and it's been in the province for the past week.
Yeah, because there's nothing else happening in the fucking world.
I know.
I mean, I really don't care. Trust me. Basically, the province can burn in hell. call it Conrad Black. I want to see executed, okay? I mean, seriously, if I ever get a good, honest chance to kill him and get away with it, I will try. You can put that down, record it, and use it as a testimony in my fucking trial.
And then there's Barbara Emil, who is just saying, you know, we should give the Nazis in Austria a chance.
Yeah,
front page.
But anyhow, getting back to this, these kids basically put in their email they didn't like somebody in their school. This had nothing to do with school other than the fact that it was a bunch of kids in their home talking about somebody else they go to school with. Somehow, one of their fuckhead teachers or somebody found out about this, and they were friggin' suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For doing something outside
of school
time. Nothing to do with school.
I'm sorry, this political correctness is bullshit.
It's going way too far.
Look, I agree. Hate crimes are something that you should basically do. As far as I'm concerned, hate crimes involve where you basically try to hurt somebody because they're a different race, color, creed, or whatever than you.
That's right.
Simply hating somebody is not an excuse to make them into a fucking criminal.
Yeah, otherwise, wow, am I going away.
So I'm sorry. It's like...
All bullshit aside, people. All bullshit aside. One of the reasons why I came up with the whole concept of cult. Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. We're running around. We're doing a lot of shit, you know, trying to say, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the truth of the matter is that society is turning to shit, man, in a rocket-assisted fashion. And there comes a time when if we can get enough people together, we really can make a stand. And that's what it's really about. And that's why I started. I'm not doing this to make money. I'm not doing this for my own ego. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. But what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, look around, man. Look on the news. You know, how much news do you get is even fucking news? You listen to guys like Jella Biafra, Mumia Abdul-Jamal, everything's going to shit, and we're slowly getting baby-stepped into, like, a repression state. It's all two-caste system, man. There's the upper caste and then the uber-lower caste, and we're all just going to be fucking slave state. So we're going to need a way to strike back eventually. And I don't know about you, but I want to take steps, and that is what cult is about.
Vote in Syria supports preemptive strikes against already pre-marked and designated targets.
That too. So, in any case, we have an article here.
Yeah, so here's political correctness gone awry. This is out of the province, Wednesday, March 8, 2000. The noise that you just heard was the sound of a dozen slimy worms wriggling out of the can at Trail's Cominico plant. A dangerous decision has been made. Company smokers are now labeled disabled.
What?
Yep.
Look, I don't smoke. I don't even like people who smoke, but this is freaking stupid.
Now, heavily addicted workers can be dubbed disabled and must be given special privileges under BC Human Rights Code. More than 500 of the 1,600 workers could qualify. The ban was for health reasons, because they had to work with lead, and there was a hand-to-mouth contamination concern where they work, and then they smoke. We didn't allow them to work on the site. It's hard enough to get time to smoke. A lot of them work 12-hour shifts, and they do get a few breaks, but they might not be able to go off-site to smoke. They'd have to shower, change their clothes, get in the car, drive, come back, change back, and all on their break. Oh, isn't that sad? Poor smokers.
It's one of those self-inflicted disabilities.
Yeah. Yeah, the eating to 300 pounds disability. Sad. Sad state of affairs. We're going to play a track. This is our sort of comedy track of the week. Has a little thing about some social redeeming qualities to it as well. This is Jella Biafra and a little thing before this. So here it is on What the Hell.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw, fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
So this is the family values portion of our evening. I'm too chicken shit and lazy to think for myself. I want my children to have that comfort, too. Just let mail order religion tell me how to raise my kids. But as soon as I let them outside, they come back with all these questions. What's the concerned parent to do? The answer is obvious. Ban everything. I used to laugh at those preachers for profit on my TV when we sat around and watched them for yucks while we were doing all kinds of drugs. And the more blasted out of my mind I became, the more I began to see. Yes, there was a void in my life. And Jerry Falwell and Oral Roberts and Robert Tilton and Bob Larson and Pat Buchanan and, bless his ego, Pat Robertson were right. So I picked up the phone and gave one of them a call. A pre-recorded space alien voice on the other end asked me for my credit card number. I gave it to him. Before long, my mailbox was filling up every day, boiling over with more and more of these hideous, terrifying stories. The sky is falling. There's sex on TV. Darwinist humanism in public schools. Race mixing in Hollywood. Mighty Mouse promoting drugs. Satanic rock music. And now my children even being exposed to songs written, produced, and sung by Negroes. And each time in the envelope there was a pre-printed postcard where all I had to do was sign my name and fire it off to my congressman and fire it off to the companies Donald Wildman told me to tell them I was boycotting, and without even having to write a letter by myself or even talk to somebody else on the phone, all of a sudden, I had all this power, all this veto power, power to ban everything, power to start wiping away anything I didn't happen to like, power to control for others what I saw no reason to control in my own life. And you know something? It felt good. It felt real good. I was hooked. I was addicted. Yes, I am a godaholic. And my checks to the hope dope dealers got bigger and bigger and bigger. And every day I'd wake up and my hands would shake and my teeth would clatter until the mailman would show up and bring me my fix. And I could rip open the envelopes and tie a rubber hose around my common sense and shoot up with God! And it made me feel high. Heavenly. I felt secure. I could look in the mirror and feel like Matt Dillon instead of an asshole. I felt better about myself for a while. But then I'd come down, 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 and I'd need more, more, more. But like any other gang, the hope dope dealers set the price you gotta pay. Money is not enough. No, they want more and more and more. I signed away my life savings. I signed away the kids' college money. I signed away the deed to our home, even the deed to our motor home, and it still wasn't enough. I put my hands on the television screen. I wiggled around that little one-inch prayer cloth I got from Robert Tilton in the mail. Even fondled some of his mail-order holy cornmeal. And then the bolt of lightning hit me, and I got the message. Yo, you ain't down with the gang till you prove yourself and do some favors for the gang. You gotta be the gang's hit men and hit women. Down at the school boards, down at the shopping malls, besides playing vigilante is your favorite part of the job. We pick the target. You make the hit. As quietly as possible, there's a lot less of us than they think.
And we'll start by kneeling down in the den to smoke a few rocks of ages. Then when we got our lynch mob buzz, we'll storm out the door into the neighborhood and go Bible wilding. Helter skelter, domino by domino, we will threaten them and blackmail their landlords with picket signs and clinic bombings. Get those books on our blacklist out of this here bookstore. We want every record with a tipper sticker out of this here record store. Better yet, why don't you close down and evict those stores altogether so we can put in a nice Bible supply store instead and more family-oriented establishments like Blockbuster Video and Walmart. Or we won't just picket the record store. We will picket every tenant in your whole shopping mall and cost you lots and lots of money and smear your name in the community as vendors of slut until you see things our way. It's best you just go along with us and ban everything. I never knew there was so much filth out there. Things I'd looked at a million times never looked quite this way before. And the more I looked, the more I saw, and the more I saw, the more it offended me. I followed the instructions in those mail-away tapes and videos from the Parents Music Resource Center and took away all the rap and Guns N' Roses records we bought the kids for Christmas last year. But to show them we still have an open mind, we put Phil Collins albums in their place. Just like the PMRC's old tape recommends. And we learned about subliminals in Ritz crackers from the guy who testified at the Judas Priest trial. And we learned from an article on Reverend Phil Phillips and his book Turmoil in the Toy Box that too much exposure to the Smurfs will turn your child into Charles Manson. And we learned from the Reverend Joseph Chambers in Charlotte, North Carolina, that Barney the Dinosaur is a New Age demon who promotes homosexuality. And now I know why the dinosaurs died. It's because Noah's Ark was too full. And that's what we'll force all your children to memorize when we take over the schools. And I'll never let my little ones go out on no dates, because Focus on the Family says that might lead to date rape. And I learned from the Daughters of the American Revolution in Texas why the Diary of Anne Frank must be purged from public schools. It's too depressing. And the Secret Life of Walter Mitty has got to go too, because fantasizing is insanity. And we must ban Halloween for everyone so my children won't be exposed to anyone dressed as a devil or a witch. And remember what Brother Jimmy Swaggart once said, co-ed swimming causes problems of the flesh. Something he seems to be intimately familiar with. Not only that, but if you go swimming, you might drown. If no one dared dip their toes in any water, the world would be a safer place. The answer is obvious. Ban everything. I don't want my children exposed to that lovey-dovey, tissy-tissy, touchy-feely slut on TV, like The Cosby Show. Wholesome violence is the way to go. And I was glad to read in an Al Mancone religious tract, no less, that the most incidents of violence per hour were on Pat Robertson's Family Channel network. And we went down to Blockbuster and rented Jaws last week and sat down and watched it together in the den like a good family should. Next thing I know, I take a peek in the bathroom as my little boy's in the bathtub. And I see him playing with his rubber shark in a funny way. He's got his finger in its mouth, and he's moving it up and down. And I go, no, 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 whap, whap, whap. Ah, latex is good for something. No, 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 whap, whap.
All right.
All right, was... no more. Everybody wants to hear enough of it. All right,
they're
fine.
Like, yeah, it's good, but it's too long.
I had no problem with it. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah, it's really funny. So he's going for...
Well, it's so big. What else could it be?
Lots left.
Well, I mean, the problem is with that...
Off. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm interested to know how many calories laughing burns off.
Oh, I don't know, but if you go to www.cyberdiet.com, they actually have a calorie burner that you can check there. It actually lists sex. Go figure that shit out. Anyway, the problem with, that rant is that, A, he's not pissed off enough, and, well, I mean, everyone here has kind of listened to my rant, so, I mean...
Yeah, they're all like, oh, nothing compares to Sean.
I think what it is that more to the point is everybody hears what he's saying and agrees with it so much. It's like...
Preaching to the converted.
Preaching to the converted.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I have some news on the 1-800 number.
Rock!
Yes.
Woo!
We're going to get it?
Good news.
We're going to get it.
Yay!
So, I phoned them back, and I said, I haven't received any literature on the 1-800 number I ordered 3 months ago, because they said they were going to mail it.
Oh, yeah, you!
So, yeah, they went, no, not yeah, you. They went, we don't have any information on you because you're not in our books because you haven't ordered a 1-800 number or anything. So I'm like, okay, let's start again.
Let's try this all over again, you slimy fuck!
So I said, okay, don't mail it to me, fax it to me, because that's a little bit quicker, and I can get back to them a lot quicker. So I said fax it and mail it. So they faxed it over, and I filled it out and faxed it back to them. And I still have it. I have to mail it back to them as well, just to make sure. So everything's filled out, and it said about 10 to 15 days, and that was last Monday, I believe. So in about another week, we should have a fully operational 1-800 number, which is awesome.
And sweet ass.
Which will be just great.
That'll be really, really fucking cool, actually, when we get that 1-800 number. Because
yep.
There's...
Hey, everyone say goodbye to
Raven Lunatic.
Raven Lunatic.
Bye-bye, Raven Lunatic.
She'll be back. She'll be back around the closing of the show.
Excellent, Smithers. So it's all fucking good.
It's
what else?
All
we
good.
Now I'm the only female in the room.
So I made a rant.
But
radio.
You're twice the woman of everyone else.
Like I stated earlier, you are still safe.
So I made a rant radio T-shirt here, and
I think it kicks ass.
It's kind of cool. It's a prototype, really. We bought some stuff from the store. We printed it out in the printer and ironed it on.
Oh.
It gets all crappy when you wash it, so that sucks. So we're going to get them...
Hey, with me, that wouldn't be a problem.
So we're going to get some real ones made soon.
And actually, if we're going to get the real ones made, what I suggest is because white sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Everything white, including the culture, corrupts everything, and it basically always gets soiled. Anyway, so what I think we should do is we should have them on black fucking shirts.
With
because
white.
White,
yeah.
White sucks.
You can't really get
you can have
iron-ons for white.
No, because you can't print white.
I'm not going to have fucking people that have iron-ons. What's that? We're not having iron-ons. We're having these suckers professionally made.
Yes, well, that's why I was saying the prototype is
True, yeah. The prototype is like, you know, using an HP printer at my fucking house is what that is. So it's all right.
Printers don't print white. It's impossible. They print lack of color. And
yeah,
you can't iron on lack of
kind
color.
Kind of pain in the ass. But I like the cult shirt I made up because,
yes, that
well,
is very cool. So we're going to be making...
The green, and it's just a black because, once again, Prophet Fork slays ass.
Black with a yellow rant symbol. Yeah, yep, very cool. I'm going to be making tons of different ones, and we're going to be giving them away as prizes on the show. We give away a prize every week, and this week's prize
dun, dun, dun,
is going to be revealed at the end of the prize. It's a really good prize. You will like it.
So you
a lot.
It's the surprise prize.
No, it's really good. Believe me, we gave away a T-shirt last show. And
dun, dun, dun,
it is packaged up. It is packaged up for Critical Shot. It's packaged up, sitting on my table. It's ready to go. I just haven't been able to get to the post office. So don't worry, it's coming. It's signed by all of us. It's really cool.
It is.
We got some comments on there from everybody who was at the show last week.
And I don't think you'll actually be able to wear it anywhere.
No, it's not really for wearing. It's sort of Show your friends, look at this.
Actually, fuck that. You can wear it around the house. And
yeah, wear it
on the subway.
Wear it while listening to the show.
There you go. That? And you could wear it outside. Fuck them. It's just a shirt.
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
They don't
And
don't like the way you fucking look? Fuck them.
Exactly.
Right.
And
bad.
I wrote in big letters right across the chest, do not fuck with this guy. And I signed it.
Is it going to be another call-in?
Another call-in for the prize. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
let me explain that from what I understand from last week's show, that there was some doubt on the listeners out there. The contest is real. You had to be the fourth caller originally. There was silence. Then we changed it. You had to be the first caller. There was silence. And
that was weak.
Critical Shot phoned. And he got the prize.
He is the man.
Yes.
Everyone else.
Critical Shot's
real prizes to be
counted. Critical Shot is...
go out.
Subscribe.
Go into your parents' bedroom. Steal your mommy or daddy's calling card.
That's right.
The little number.
We were told to dial a number back here, so I'm going to scroll back and dial this number. And Fork A or Fork told us to, so we're going to believe him because he's awesome.
Prophet Fork A.
Listen to the whole thing. It's just a recording. So we're going to give it a chance. Here it is.
Notice the dual tones. We're waiting. Ding, ding, ding.
The number you have dialed cannot be reached.
Fuck!
Well, it's from...
It's from the States.
It's from the States.
States only. The one I'm getting is available from the States, from Canada. You call anywhere.
Anywhere on the planet.
We pay the dime. It's actually less than a dime. It's 8 cents a minute.
Paying for it. Can you fucking believe that?
Probably next week, not this week. But you can still win a prize, nonetheless. It only costs you about 10 or 20 cents. Ooh.
Doesn't work that way, Capone X. I have no idea who you are.
In the cult. You got to email Kennedy at rantradio.com, and I'll put that up on the IRC, and he will send you the package for the cult. And you
can
take a look over that.
We can just start
going from
there.
Yep. You have to be sponsored by somebody. And right now, because Sean is at the show, and there are some cult members at the show, we are sponsoring anyone who is listening.
Because chances are, if they're listening, Capone X has been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty sweet-ass guy. I don't foresee any problems, Capone. But you do have to give me an email, and we'll have to set up communication. Because, again, this is a community. This isn't like some bullshit thing where... you know, nobody knows anybody.
No, it's real. We got breakdowns by
we got it in province. It's very organized, and it's a very good thing. So, I mean, by all means, this thing is going to fucking slay ass.
Yeah, once it's set up, you'll be able to go anywhere in North America, and you will have a home.
And ideally, once this thing gets even larger, you should be able to have, if you have family members travel to other countries, you should be able to have people drop in and say hello to them.
That's
because
right.
how great would that be to freak out your fucking family to have some crazy-ass guy with some, you know, wicked-ass T-shirt?
Hi, say, my name's Bob. I'm in the cult. How you doing?
No, you have
We're here to escort
say,
you.
Oh, hello. My name is...
We understand your son is Prophet X.
Yeah, your son is Prophet X.
Otherwise
Ronan,
known as
I'm
Jason.
I'm Ronan Blade Tripper. And
we're here
son,
if you need us. Here's our card.
Here's our card. Give us a call. That's the kind of unity I want to put together. And,
something like what the village has for friendship.
Everyone all together to scare the shit out of everyone else's parents.
It'll be great.
Warm fuzzies all around.
If your parents aren't afraid of this, we're not doing it right.
I envision, if anybody's seen the movie Malcolm X, I envision, you know, the hospital scene?
Yes.
Where he draws the blinds and everyone, all these guys in a row, all dressed up in suits, go, and look up at the blinds that are drawn. Because one of their members is in the hospital and there's police in the hospital and they're all looking up at him, making sure everything's...
A-okay. Because it all...
Police are scared shitless, too.
Because
there was 10,000 angry black men, and they had 5 guys.
Yep.
It actually, if people were to get organized, that's what the media is. That's what drugs were in the 60s. They were all things to keep people from becoming organized. And hopefully, I'll get my ass arrested on fucking CNN for organizing this thing.
Everything out of his mouth will be super quotable.
Oh,
it will
be great. I want my face on fucking Coke cans for revolution. That'll just fucking slay.
Because at least then people will think, and God forbid anybody do that.
We're going
to
get.
We're not asking you to go out and basically
like
break. We're not asking you to go out there and break shit. We're not asking you to go out and killing them. We're asking you to do something that nobody fucking does anymore. We're asking you to think.
That's absolutely right. However, if you remember a cult, I might ask you to go out and kill some fucking people.
You're the man. You could do that.
That's right. I am the
El Presidente.
You bet, baby.
So we're going to phone up the movie man because he told me to give him a call. He's got some reviews.
Oh.
The movie man.
That would be Floater Movie Man.
Floater Movie Man.
Floater Movie Man. It is Floater Movie Man.
Okay, very cool. We're going to call up Floater Movie Man because he requested it. So here we go. Some movies for us.
I do. One movie and one preview.
Excellent.
What's the movie?
The movie that I went to check out today was Mission to Mars.
We were just talking about it.
What'd you think?
You know, it was good, but save yourself the $8 and just watch the commercial over and over again because you've pretty much seen the movie.
Those are the good scenes, huh?
Those are the best scenes, and those are pretty much the only big scenes in the movie. Everything in between the scenes in the commercials is filler.
So download like the 2-minute trailer off the internet and just watch it over and over again for an hour. Two hours.
Actually, just under 2 hours.
Just under 2 hours.
A couple of good performances. Tim Robbins does a good job. Gary Sinise does a good job. But other than that.
Just bad script? Or?
No, the script was good. But like I said, I mean, everything that you saw in the trailers was it. They did have some pretty good zero gravity stuff. Of course, I mean, anything done on Mars, I mean, all you got to do is go to deserts in Arizona and spray paint everything orange. And
apparently, that was actually filmed here in Richmond.
Yep, Richmond, British Columbia.
Really?
Yep.
Did not know that. You guys are one up on me.
Yep, we get the Province Network, and they got all the tabloid news.
So, my review on that one is basically a good movie, but wait till it hits the cheap theater.
Save your money.
Yep.
Save your money. And okay. I also got a chance to get a sneak peek at the latest Mission Impossible trailer.
Really?
Okay. And it looks kick-ass. John Woo is doing this movie, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And as you can tell, I mean, they don't even tell you it's a John Woo movie. Watching the preview, you know.
Double guns?
Oh, double guns, slow motion spinning and jumping and diving, and they got some just unbelievable things that they're doing with motorcycles. And, like, you're sitting there, you watch the trailer, and you're just going, like, you got to be kidding. That's not possible.
Defying gravity.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Hopefully
it is good.
I have a feeling it will be. Anthony Hopkins is in this one.
Really?
Yeah. He plays the, I'm assuming that he's playing the leader, the head, the honcho guy that Tom Cruise has to report to.
Right. Like
the guy that replaced Mr. Phelps from the last one.
Yeah.
But that looks like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I probably will go see that one in the theater.
So that's pretty much it. Short and sweet.
Excellent.
And now that I have tons and tons of time off, I will be doing lots and lots of research.
Good.
But we'll have lots and lots of stuff each and every week.
Great, so great. I shall keep calling you every week then.
All right.
Because we took quite a break. I can't remember. Lots and lots of weeks.
Lots and lots of weeks. But it was there while you were gone.
Oh, but, okay. Well, we will give you a call next week, and
take care, movie
adios.
Man.
All right, what the hell?
All right.
There it is.
There it is.
Floater Movie Man. I love that guy.
They were ripping apart Mission to Mars on Slashdot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Slashdot's a great resource and everything, but I think the Slashdot sometimes gets a little bit carried away.
A little out of hand sometimes, but they're usually pretty on target.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not bad, but you know how the internet sarcasm thing goes.
Isn't there
another
movie
anything's cool
about Mars coming out, one by an actual semi-famous director?
Oh, fuck, who knows?
Michelle Barnes is Brian De Palma.
Yeah. Michelle, who was Brian De Palma? Yeah, okay, this was the one, but there's another...
I think so, too. I remember seeing some ads for it on Mars Base or some shit like that. There's some sort of a thing coming out.
The film I'm looking forward to seeing this summer is Gladiator with Russell Crowe from The Insider, and anybody probably might remember him from the really mean cop in L.A. Confidential. That film looks seriously kick-ass. Great scenes, guys with tridents hacking on guys with gladiuses, taggers being loosed on Christians. It's just fucking great. The shit I eat up.
What I've got to say, what I've got to get into is the fact that they're coming out with a new RevJust. Interesting show. Got to go. Check out mine if you get some time. Some guy's plugging his own show on the Rant Radio Network.
Trying to steal our listeners.
Oh, my God.
Not good at all.
Who is this?
Ask permission before you do that.
I have no idea who RevJust is. Go fuck a wall for RevJust.
That's right.
You don't understand. This isn't just a show.
This isn't just a show. This is a way of life.
Did you pay for that advertising? I don't think so.
I don't think you fucking did. You're liable to get your ass banned.
So we're going to do, instead of movie quotes, we're going to go name that sound effect this week.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Sweet ass.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we're going to, it's not from movies. It's just sound effects. So we're going to see, we're going to play it just like the movies, the movie quotes. So we're going to play it for the listeners first, and then in here. So I'm going to turn it down, and here are three distinct, different...
jump off the MRC, otherwise we'll read what they say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So we're going to switch over, and here are the three.
We're back. And now we get to listen to it.
Now we get to listen to these three, and then we're going to switch over and see who typed it in first on the IRC and who won.
A couple hundred. A
couple hundred, supposedly. I don't know. It says 400 and something.
Okay, well, the server's only wrong by
200. I know, that's what I was saying. The server's only wrong by 200, and we're just staying in number one. And anyway, it's all good.
It's all fucking good.
So here are the quotes, the sound effects for us.
Cash register.
Is somebody falling?
Water dripping?
This is the stupidest contest.
I am not taking part in this contest.
I think that's the first one.
This is dumb.
I can't believe you're doing this.
They have like a contest like this on Z95.
This is
that faggot. That station sucks.
Can I hear that again? That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard
in
my life.
That was the one I actually got. That's the buzzer from the emergency broadcast.
No. Who cares? I'm not taking part of this contest. It's a form of protest.
Number three is an alarm clock. Number two is dripping water. And the first one is some guy tripping.
First one's a vending machine. Second one's dripping water. Third one's intercom buzzer. Wasn't that amazing?
That was just exciting and sexual.
Sim, why did you do that to us? Sim, why did you do that to us? That's tough.
Two people photocopying their asses would have been better.
If you want, you know, if we want to be, if we want to drop the show down to that level, I can
don't
go
do this shit again.
I can go moon the fucking.
No.
fucking, I'm going to open a big fucking bag of shit on your head and make it wash you down with a large glass of fuck.
Okay, that's so brutal.
Oh my. I tried. You tried. You did valiantly try. However, you did fail. Learn from this.
I will never do it again. Holy, stick to the movie quotes.
I thought you'd had something that would be interesting.
It would be like a squeaky oven door opening. You know,
All right, the sound of Link being removed from your finger, and guess what I eat.
There's a contest. Sim, turn down the stereo, because I'm about to go the fuck off. Because I'm going to talk about something that's happened at my work. Now, those of us who don't really know what the fuck I do, I took over because a friend of mine, who will remain unnamed at this time, put me in a job position where I have no formal training with computers. I was just a guy who got out of the fucking army, got into computers, and basically faked my way into a sysadmin job. Yeah, all hail me, okay? But anyway, there's actually some knowledge you have to have a sysadmin job. Now, don't get me wrong. I know more than the average consumer duck does. But, I mean, you get enough to get by, and I got good buddies who I can call in a jam, okay?
Yep.
But because I took over this network from a guy who had no concept of what security was, he's running an open fucking server, so we all of a sudden got named with spam mail. Lots of spam mail. Now, people are really pissed off, but we're using this utility called iMail that I cannot fucking find. The help file tells me where to ban IPs. You think you can fuck, but the help file makes reference to the tabs that don't exist in any fucking file. In any case, so there I am. And what has happened is because there is an IP, I have an IP address, which I'm going to give over the air right now.
Fuck this IP.
Now, this IP address has made my life difficult. I want an address. I want a physical fucking address to where this asshole is. Because, wow, have I got it in the mail for this cocksucker. Let me tell you, I am so fucking mad about this, I am ready to spit. I'm not mad my usual getting angry kind of mad. I'm getting mad like I'm going to take a plane ticket kind of fucking mad. Okay? I'm so fucking mad about this, it's gone past the point of yelling and screaming. It's gone past that. I want to show up at his house and say, hello, you've lost your computer rights. Because I'm going to cut your fucking eyes out. All right? That's what's going to happen here.
Learn to read Braille.
If you can read Braille there, sonny boy, then you can go right back on the internet. But have a nice learning curve. Fuck you.
There's a learning curve wall.
Some piece of shit sits there and goes and fucking starts using my fucking server as a spam jockey? Well, guess what? Not all the geeks online are all fucking pasty white assholes. Some of us have Fibula training, and you're going to get fucked right in the ass.
Speak the truth, brother.
That's a fucking fact. So,
your first mission, Mike.
What's the IP? What's the IP? He will let me access my Palm Pilot, and I hope that cocksucker's listening. I really
do. Over.
Because,
Work, oh my God.
Oh my God. Do I ever want this fucker? Where is it? I got it on my website.
And I can give you some more information as he tells me the number.
Yes, yes.
As in the ISP that he connects to.
There it is. Okay, I have the entire thing here. Let's see.
Firing up port scanner for Sean K.
This guy is on my fucking shit list. I'm talking about free Brant Radio and cult merchandise for people who can bring me some fucking hands.
And he just ran into the other room giggling.
I want fucking this guy's head on a stick.
One free cult t-shirt per finger delivered.
I swear to God. Here it is, AOL.com. The spams originated from this IP address, 152.207.10.152. Fully qualified domain name.
98CF0A98.IPT.AOL he was connected to. Of course, that's AOL.
We'll figure it's AOL.
Yes.
So. Assholes online.
It's a static IP.
Is it? How do you know that? Yeah, IPT is a static cable. That does look like a static number.
I want this fucker's head on a severed spit stick. You want to get me in jail? Fucking right, because I'll do time for this asshole. Let's take a little stand on spam, kiddos. The wrong guy has spammed the fucking man, and now the pain is coming down. And I'm going to solve system this fucker. If somebody can get me a satellite, so help me. God, I want to destroy this person because he has somebody. Now, also, because people now think it's my fault because he's going through my server. So somebody, now I'm not, I bear no malice this, but I believe that somebody got mad at the spam and they bombed my fucking server, which went down.
It's a dynamic one.
is it?
So you'll have to give us the date and time of that he did, and then somebody can phone up AOL and figure it out from there.
Hmm.
Who was on at this time?
Let's see. Address between 0544 Greenwich Mean GMT and 0614 GMT Greenwich Mean Time on the 8th of March. 044 Eastern and 0114 Eastern. So those of us who want to get that. Sim, do you need this on my handy-dandy Palm fucking 3X or what?
There we go.
You got it up there?
Yep, 544 Green Mean Time, 8th
God,
of March.
God, do I ever fucking hate this shit.
AOL won't do shit unless you're worth millions.
Oh, no kidding. But that's okay, because I'll do shit. Because we're all equally worthless, aren't we? Yes, we are. The hamster's got it in the fucking cage, and they've been playing on the mutagen.
I don't make a right foot, a damn makes a thief.
I swear to God. They sit there, and they fuck around with you, and they fuck you, and they fuck you. Now, some guy got spammed by my server. So what does he do? He's pissed. Why is he pissed? Because he's got no recourse. So what does he do? He bombs my server. Now, I have no malice for him. Go in peace, my child. Go in peace.
Understandable anger.
Because I would have done that too. Some asshole. Fuck you, dick. I don't need your spam. Wham! It goes down hard. Now, the fact remains that I wound up taking it in the ass. And I would like to say that, actually, that's cult with a C. But,
K.
It would be a K, not a C.
It's cult. He's been corrected by many people now.
Yes. The truth of the matter is, here's the truth of the matter, okay? The guy bombed my server. I believe it was him, because my hard drive was out. Luckily, I had the bitch mirrored, and I did a field stripping mirroring, just fucking threw the jumpers out, rebooted. Now, my fucking website is having some pain. But the point is that this fucking guy... So, whoever bombed me, I don't care. I don't care who bombed me. That's fine. Go in peace. You're free to go. You're cute. You're an otter. You're free to go.
Yeah, he gets spam from your email server. It's understandable that you will...
I'm still trying to configure iMail. Okay, I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck to do this. I'm not ashamed. People say,
I know everything. I know how to do it all. I'm computer god.
Nobody's computer god, okay? Linus Corvallis can't play quick. Give me a fucking... All right? Nobody is a fucking computer god. I am learning. I've got some talent. I need more. That's fucking the truth. But the fact of the matter is this cock jaws took over my goddamn server and is sending spam. So you know what? I don't know how to get at you through the computer, but by the fuck, if I can get a physical address on you, you piece of shit. Wow, we're going to take this to a whole new level. Where the fuck do you want to go today?
So speaking of this, what should we put in our AWOL bags to deal with these kind of people? Do you have something that we can...
Yes, I have the exact substance to which to deal with this. It is a substance you can purchase from veterinary clinics called DMSO. DMSO is a lovely, lovely fucking agent.
Godlike got that. Cockjaws, ass clown.
Okay.
Yes, that is from the movie, The Office Space.
All right.
Okay.
What it is DMSO can be purchased from veterinary clinics. You have to say you have a sick horse, so you can use it for treating wounds. But DMSO has a lovely, lovely effect of being anything you mix it with makes it absorb through the skin. If you take garlic, put it in DMSO, and touch your foot with it, you will taste it inside of seconds. If you have dirt on your hands and you put DMSO, you will taste dirt. It absorbs anything into your skin. Now it all just becomes a matter of variation.
I don't see an application for this.
Not
please
at all.
Explain.
Let's make a run to Home Depot and go to the pesticide aisle. Let's do that. Okay? Let's go and fucking get a wax envelope and soak a letter in it and mail it to this son of a bitch. Okay?
He opens it up.
And whoever gets the junk mail has a really funny taste of almonds, and then everything goes fucking black, doesn't it, huh? Fucker! And there's a lot of shit there. What, you smell something burning? Does it taste like toast? Oh, have a seizure! Have a seizure! You're frothing, you little fuck! Damn my IP, motherfucker! Cut your head off and shit in it!
DMSO plus thalamide.
Oh, yeah.
Thalidomide.
Sniff. It smells like bread.
Good.
I taste bread. Of course, none of this I actually advise for you to do.
This is all hypothetical.
No, fuck that. I want this guy's IP on the stick. I am so fucking pissed about that. So DMSO is a good thing to have in the bag. If you're going to use it naturally to go with that, you want to have fucking good quality surgical gloves so you don't kill yourself in the process, you moron. I mean, and do not eat. Of course, label it do not eat because,
not eat.
Holy shit. What do we got as music to fight by to back this up?
We have got from the album self-titled, apparently, Slipknot.
So take it, go to Napster, throw in Slipknot.
And find this track, track 6 on the album. I'm just gearing it up here. I'm taking out the Spider-Man CD.
Well, I'm just really pissed about this. I am fucking so crazy.
Make sure he's making your job harder.
Oh, I'm fucking
Sean, what are you trying
to
say?
Yeah, don't hold back.
Oh, I'm holding back. If I wasn't holding back, I'd be lighting shit on fire. I swear to God, I want to throw fucking dead burnt bodies at his fucking children's corpses just so I can hurt him. This is so fucking bad. I want this guy strung up by his entrails, man. I want to invent new shit. I want Sloth from Seven to happen to this
one. When I find this guy, will put such a fucking hole in his chest, you can toss a cat through it.
I swear to God.
Okay, so here we got it queued up. I've never done this before.
Josh K., you fucking rock. Your choices of music is awesome.
Josh K. does rock.
For a very long time, I have not played a CD, so here we go.
We're glad to hear ya. I haven't got email from you. I need you for Clan Vampire Gloom Bunny in a big fucking way. Oh, do I ever. Kennedy at rantradio.com.
Are we actually on the air?
We are actually
on
the air.
With music in the background?
We're going to try it.
Why not?
Tell us if you can hear this music and if it totally sucks.
If it's too loud,
too loud or whatever, fucking. We can go from there. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to give a little fucking... Everybody who's in the house right now is all friends. You're all friends here. We're all friends here. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little description of different cult clans. You'll notice that the people logging on as prophets and flesh trippers and all the rest of it. And they're going to like, well, what the fuck? I thought everyone was in this cult. I thought it was all one giant fucking cave. Well, of course, not everyone fits into the usual clans. I mean, everyone has sort of interests. And if you're going to jump in, then it just turns into ICQ, doesn't it? Oh, it's my similar interest, and I can just look there.
I like
bullshit.
Sports and TV.
I like sports and long walks and fucking going down on myself and all the rest of it. And you fell off, I killed off. All right, so What it is we're going to go over what I did is I created clans with a K, so that we know what these similar interests are.
Are you sure having clans with a K is like a smart idea?
Oh, it's just like calling it cult. And the audio magazine, which is going to be available for download next Saturday, is called Brainwatching. And we're going to play this right up here. Clans with a K, you're a cult fan. Thanks for coming out.
It's our cult. You get your own cult spelled any way you want.
You spell it the way you want. I think it's good. We can spell it with a track of you. Quote? Quote. No, I don't think so. I think it sucks. And besides, 4K's already done good work. So we're going to pan down. We're going to talk about the first cult on the roster list is the Flesh Trippers. And right now we have the Mighty Rubber Rooster as the Flesh Tripper. And the Flesh Trippers are members of cult who are adrenaline junkies. These are the guys who think it's great fun to light their fucking hair on fire and jump off of bridges just to freak out the neighbors. That's a Flesh Tripper. Okay? Flesh Trippers absolutely kick ass. Flesh Trippers are the mountain biking parachute halo opening.
Extreme
fucking nutbutt.
They like scars.
Scars are nice.
Scars is a way to tell you apart from the fucking normals.
These are people who have rejected society because, after all, cult is about rejection. These are people who rejected those social norms and the rules of safety just to get the adrenaline. Okay, that's the fucking good one. The next one who's in the list, I believe, is vampires. And that's vampires with the Y, V-A-M-P-Y-R-E-S. Okay? And
ooh, the tricky spelling.
Yes, it is. It's the very tricky spelling. And the vampires are the people who've rejected society because they don't like the daylight. This is the goth crowd. These are the guys who file down their teeth and do everything they can to look undead. These are the people who listen to The Cure and Will, which actually is pretty good shit if you're into some dark stuff, and London After Midnight.
Very cool.
And a lot of that kind of stuff where they just embrace the night and darkness. These are the killer minds that we want wandering around street corners with giant silver fucking canes. So that way they can all band together. So, because you're not going to have a bunch of flesh drippers hanging around with the vampires.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. They don't have similar interests, but they all agree in rejecting society, therefore the different clans.
So we think Gloom Bunny would fit quite readily into that.
I want Gloom Bunny because Gloom Bunny Nine Inch Nails is a big vampire.
So Gloom Bunny, email Kennedy at rantradio.com.
Please.
Anybody wants to be in this.
Next to good old-fashioned DJ Vortex, I have to say Gloom Bunny is the best vampire I've ever seen.
However, she also fits into the Cenobite clan pretty well because she was sending me pictures of her tits.
And we've got those for the people in right here.
I still haven't seen them.
No, that's okay.
We've got them.
We have the pictures to prove it, though, too. The dark one passes for a vampire very well.
We're not going to go there. Well, because the dark one is not a vampire. She's something else.
We don't.
She becomes a vampire, just says she passes for one if she wants.
Yes, okay.
However, moving right along, we have the next clan, which is Prophets. Prophets is where 4K and Chazbor are. Prophets are the visionaries. They're people who reject society from the wonderful, beautiful, oh, isn't it so nice? Don't we have this wonderful corporate imagery art? You know, the little leadership fucking banners with some catchy slogan underneath it, like Scribe sent in. Prophet Scribe, he draws pictures with words. This is the artist. These are the people who have vision of the future. These are the prophets. And prophets are very, very important. Mm-hmm. They are the ones who are going to be definitely defining. They're the ones who come up with the coolness of the symbols. They're the ones who come up with the amazing brilliance. That is like these, like the symbols, like 4K symbols that he came up for the different clans. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. We don't have a symbol for this clan yet, but they're the next in line, is the Ronin, of which we have two members, which will remain unnamed, except for Sariad, who is here tonight and has already said his name. The Ronin are, after all, the masterless samurai. These are people who, everyone involved has certain cybernetic skills. Everyone involved kind of has computer literacy, everyone understands what ICQ is, everybody understands what email is, so there's always that common bond. Everybody deals with computers, okay, but what the Ronin is these are the militant types. These are the Tim McVeighs of cult. These are the guys who sit there and practice combative arts. These are the ones who own Geely suits. These are the guys who collect
guns,
read combat magazines, buy knives, have the webbing. These are the guys who are the soldiers, who will support, because every organization needs the soldiers. And nobody loves a soldier till an enemy's at the gate. And eventually, this is all going to break off into radical self-movements when I get arrested. But there's more to that later. After the Ronin, we have the Gargoyles.
Of which I am a member.
Yes, Cimmerian is a wonderful gargoyle. Gargoyles, the motto of the gargoyle, it's not what you know, it's when you knew it. These are the guys who know when celebrities die within seconds. They're the ones who know when celebrities die before the family does. These are the guys who are record everything. They're in your fucking TV. They're looking out through the cameras of the world. They have webcam links all over the place. These are the watchers, the stone golems who just see everything that goes on, and we know when they're coming because the gargoyles sing the song.
It's widely believed that the net, too, is an extension of their nervous system.
Yes, the gargoyles are sweet. Ah, what's this? Damn.
No, not vampire. This is from Dark One.
Oh, she's listening.
our significant others are listening.
Hey, that's
at your
great.
Place.
Are they?
Yes.
What did she say?
Jesus. Damn tootin', I'm not a vampire, but I'm something worse.
I do.
That says D.O. Dark One.
Anyway, sorry, off topic. Moving right along, we have the next clan, which is one of the coolest fucking symbols, which I made into my shirt, actually.
We're going to have the contest right after we explain all these, because it's coming up on the end of the show. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You will win an awesome prize.
Next clan is Clan Decker. Clan Decker, of course, taken from the cyberpunk books. Deckers are the crackers. These are the people who rip through encryption like it's fuck all. These are people who break...
You mean the terrorists?
Yes, we're all terrorists. All of us.
Oh, they're the hackers.
They're the evil hackers. They're all the people who reject society's laws.
Who make society unsafe.
Yeah, and free. That, too. Don't forget it. It used to be called free and sharing before it was made illegal.
They're those scary computer
it's
people.
It's funny how there's so much overlap between the people who make it unsafe and chaotic and they're terrorists and the people who make it all work and keep it running. They're the same people.
Thin line.
Moving right down, we have, next in line, we have the floaters. Floaters are people who are not too sure where they fit in exactly.
But they fit in.
But they fit in. So they're floaters. They drift between the groups like a gust of wind in a madhouse. And they just sort of like run around. They do their thing. That is a floater. Then we have Cenobites, which is the other option of where I put Gloom Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Cenobites are people who live for fucking and drugs. That's it. That's all they do. They live for the high of the nightclub. They will eat, swallow anything. They will take buses to fuck people they don't know.
Ravers.
These are the raver crowd. These are people into body mutilation for kinks. These are people who really don't give a shit. And that's their rejection is because they rejected morality. And last but not least, we have the Hoongan. The Hoongan is where...
You mean Hoongan?
Enki. Hoongan Enki.
You're talking about from the voodoo, right?
Yeah.
Hogan.
Well, I call him Hoongan. So that's how that works. And you're not Jamaican, so fuck you.
Hoonguns.
Hoonguns, Hoogans, Hogans, whatever. Hogan sounds like a hero. We'll call him Hoonguns for now. Hoonguns are, the name, Dak is correct, are taken from voodoo priests. These are the Tesliacs. These are the people who believe electromagnetics will open gateways to other dimensions. These are the guys who are into forbidden technology. Yes, yes, it's true. It's going to be really, really sweet when we get enough of those guys doing Nikola Tesla experiments and we can start warping shit in and out. That'll be really, really great. But that is the way that works.
That is where C-Tech astronomy came from.
That's exactly where C-Tech astronomy came from. Now, we're time to do our contest.
So if you're interested in any of that, email kennedy@rantradio.com.
And we'll be playing that rant again at the tail end of the show.
That's right. So it's time for the contest. And tonight, you'll be winning. We'll announce it after. But it's really cool. So, between 1 and 3, with the first, second, or third listener, what should we do? 3? Okay, phone in right now.
Actually...
2. What?
Actually, why do we say that? People could wait. What we'll do is we'll tell them to call, and we'll decide here in this room what number will win.
That's even better.
And we will write it down on a piece of paper so the people will know we are not cheating them.
Fuck that. Give me the phone. I'll decide.
Do you know how to do this?
Sure. I'm going to press the speaker button.
You have to hold the microphone.
Say I was completely stupid.
Hang on a second. Wait. What number?
Hang on. I'm deciding. Fuck it. Who's this?
Beautiful, beautiful women.
Who beautiful, beautiful women. Well, you're not going to win the prize, beautiful women.
What?
Fail. What? You're out of here.
What?
Next people look
did you hang up? Did you hang up on your wife and his girlfriend?
It was my girlfriend.
No, we're not having that. That's
not
bullshit.
Having that. That's call number one.
We better give them the number to call.
Oh, sorry. There it is. Sorry. This is call number two.
You're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Well, that was still call number one.
Well, whoever that was, they must be retarded. Please take your medication. So,
1-604-533-9191 to win this
make
week's prize.
Call. Who's it going to be?
What number do we decide on?
It was number three. It was number three, the next caller.
Next caller in.
The next caller in.
Ding, ding, ding.
Not related to any of Rant Radio staff. Yes, of course.
Make the call.
Do it now.
Gloom Bunny, we want you to call.
We want you to win.
Gloom Bunny. Gloom.
It's a really good prize.
1-604-533-9191. Oh, come on, you bunch of fucking pussies. Somebody call.
Dial the goddamn number.
Who's going to grow balls and call in today?
What? Nobody's got balls? Come on.
Who's winning the prize?
Who's winning the prize? Who's winning the prize, baby?
Who's this?
Oh, wait.
You're fired.
You're fired. Hey, who is this? That doesn't work.
The line is still open.
The line is still open.
You must be coherent to win the prize.
Whatever the fuck you are, make the call.
You must be able to give us your name.
Okay, the prize this week, I'm going to announce it because it's really cool, is an actual videotape of the show.
Whoa.
4 hours of the show on videotape.
So
this is better than an audio CD. You actually get to watch us do the show. Nobody's ever seen it out there.
And there's no end of visual excitement to
this
video.
You might see things like Dak picking his nose.
That's right. That you don't
get mooning the camera.
That's right. You don't get to see
Brian vomiting.
Here we go.
You're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Paul Seawood.
False sequence, are the fucking winner.
Oh,
ding, 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 ding.
That's the way it is.
So did you hear what the prize was?
I didn't even hear what the prize was.
Oh, tell him what he's won,
tell
Sean K.
Tell him what he's won. What he's won is, I need a pen afterwards because I'm going to need to get this guy.
You want me to
name a number?
Take the phone?
One. Yeah, here you go. Samarian will tell you what you won.
Samarian, tell him what he's won.
You've won an all-expense-paid trip to nowhere, but you've won a videotape of the show, 4 hours in total. Live videotape, so you get the audio and the video. So you may see one or more of us picking our nose, scratching our ass, entering and leaving the building.
Or possibly even playing with ourselves.
Oh.
Or others, depending on who was there that night.
Am I still safe?
You are safe!
So how about that? Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Excellent. So you've been only listening like 2 or 3 weeks now? How many weeks?
About 3 weeks.
Thank you very much. We enjoy doing this for you. We'd make no money, absolutely no money. We've been doing this for over a year now, and we love it.
We love you, all of our listeners.
And Sean K is going to take your details off the air. So just say what the hell, and I'll hand you over to Sean K, and we're going to send that out to you.
What the hell?
Awesome. So just press the top button there. No, the top red button. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I find it sad that some of our devoted listeners will not call and reap the benefits of our wonderful prizes.
I know. They're amazing prizes.
Look at the generosity that we're feeling, and people don't basically have the courage to call in.
I think it's because I announced that we're having a 1-800 number next week, and they're all like, oh, I don't want to spend the 20 cents to get a live 4-hour videotape of what the hell. I mean, is that weak or what?
Yeah, no shit.
We'll send it out for free.
Dial the number, you cheap bastard.
That's right.
Well, don't dial it now, because, like, the prize is given.
You'll be kicking off the listeners.
Yeah, and it's 11 o'clock, and it's about time to shut down anyway.
Almost. Yeah. And in the upcoming weeks, we'll have T-shirts and actual audio MP3 CDs. You'll get 12 hours on a CD of our shows.
Oh,
can you believe that?
That's insane.
And if you want to actually download them,
then you can bloody stand.
That's right.
Tell me, does that MP3 disc contain all of the Rant Radio promos?
No, it doesn't. That is a really good idea, actually. Every CD should include that. Yep.
All of our Rant Radio promos.
All of our Rant Radio promos, so you can play them for your friends. Sean Kay's just finishing up on that. I think they don't want to call because they won't be able to listen, too. So, so next week we will probably have the 1-800 number. I'm very, very, very much hoping. So we're going to play that rant from Sean Kay after we go through the IRC. Sue's hanging on. Really good turnout this week. Tell all your friends about Rant Radio. My ICQ number, so I can let you and your friends know, is 51558, and I'll remind you every week of the show. That's ICQ number 51558. There it is on the IRC. And then we'll have more listeners and more people listening.
And more people that listen to this, the bigger it grows, the more
the stupider
of a problem,
it gets.
The more of a problem it's going to become for all of them out there.
And the cooler the prizes.
The
and
cooler the prizes,
that,
that's for
next
sure.
Next weekend, starting on Sunday night, you'll be able to download Brainwashing.
Brainwashing,
and that's not
yeah.
just for the cult members. That's going to be for everybody, but the cult members are going to be the only ones who have access to other cult members.
That's right.
But Brainwashing is going to be, probably close to an hour of me just freaking right the fuck out and going on to stories in MP3 form.
What's my email? I don't want to give out my email, really. It's better to ICQ. It's on the page. info@rantradio.com. info@rantradio.com. Really simple. If it's really quick, use ICQ, please.
If it's cult-related, do not go through info@rantradio.com.
No, Kennedy.
It's Kennedy at rantradio.com.
That's right.
So that is the fucking deal,
man.
That's
right. So we're going to play that Sean Kay.
Why don't we all say goodbye first?
Oh, that's right. I didn't even go through the IRC.
Yeah, so we have to go back.
What are you doing? Some people logged off. Let's see.
I hope Gloom Bunny's still listening. Gloom Bunny, are you still there?
Gloom Bunny did log off, so we'll say goodbye to Gloom Bunny.
Oh, she's probably listening, though.
Yeah, she's probably listening.
Still probably listening. We miss you, Gloom Bunny.
Yeah, we do, Gloom Bunny. You better basically get back here pretty soon. We want to hear from you and see you.
So on the IRC, it's Bren R, Capone X, Fault Sequence, who won the prize tonight. All right.
Oh, boy.
From Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Very cool. Flesh-tripping rooster.
Rubber rooster.
Ah, okay. Infaloop, Josh K., Kurt Bird, hey, didn't make it, but you're still listening in. That's awesome.
In. That's a good boy.
MW Radio, Prophet Fork, or 4K, and there's like two of them. Prophet Scribe.
Prophet Scribe.
Prophet Shazbort, Rabbit Poppy, Sean 3, Titanium Midget, and Godlike. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to go around the room here.
And to everybody who basically wasn't on the RCQ or whatever the hell it was, I don't know, I'm a fucking Luddite, but basically managed to hear our show. Spread the word. Keep listening.
ICQ number 51558. We'll run you next week. So this is goodbye from Sumerian.
This is goodbye from Dax saying, free Ted Kaczynski.
This is Ronan Syriac saying, always keep it locked and loaded.
This is bye from Girl on the Left, who's been feeling rather out of her element for the entire 2 hours of this show.
Sorry.
She needs a hug.
Couldn't stand against the wave of testosterone.
Whoosh. Whoosh.
Here, pass that over. Pass that over. We're going to get one more call in. See who this is. Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Gloombunny.
Gloombunny. Oh,
Gloombunny.
Yeah. We're going to extend the show a little bit here.
Just for Gloombunny.
Just for Gloombunny. How you doing? Where are you?
I'm in Arizona. I've been trying to get into the show all night. My friend's dad was looking at porn all night.
Oh, my God. That sucks. Doesn't that suck when your friend's dad's on the computer looking up porn and you can't get on it?
And then the keyboard
then
is all sticky.
It's so old, it will not pick up your crack house line.
And you know what? Don't make me a happy, happy man, Gloombunny. Tell me that you're going to email me so we can sort this fucking cult shit out.
Who is this?
This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. That's who this is.
I'll email you shit.
What?
I said I'll email you.
Yeah, okay. Nothing.
Hey.
Just checking.
Just checking in on you, so you did get
we
to...
We need you, Gloombunny. We need you.
I'm going to be in Canada in, like... August, probably.
Really? Make it a Sunday.
Make it a Sunday. You can swing by the
make
studio.
Make it a Sunday, and basically you can be on the show.
Seattle to Canada.
Pardon me?
I was going to cruise to Seattle to Canada to visit you guys.
Seattle?
Hey, okay. You guys invited me, like, a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Come up anytime, Sunday, 9 p.m. Give us a call. We'll give you the address.
I'll be like,
we'll pick you up.
That'll be weird.
I said, I will just dress weird.
Oh.
Sure.
For everything Nine Inch Nails I own, from right down to the needlepoint my sister made me.
Nine Inch Nails needlepoint.
Wow, I want a scan of that. That's good. Going on the fucking page.
You are so,
so hard. We wanted pictures of your car. Did you hear that when we asked for that?
Well, see, the thing is, I do not have a job, except for a census taker that I might have. Wait. So.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And I get paid hazard pay for that, because I get shot at.
You get shot at instead of paid for.
Down in the States, they do.
Shoot back!
Yeah, shoot back. Bring your shotgun.
Well, I would have to carry my shotgun in my car to do that because I got to climb around in, like, the woods and find people and shit and count their kids.
That's fucking great.
With people.
Hold them still. I can't count them.
No shit.
Between 12 and 13.
Rabbit puppy,
and
you like, how many kids do you have? I don't know. You know, like, what are you going to say to that?
And just ask stupid questions like, how many bathrooms do you have in your house?
Oh, none.
I mean, it's like, people are like, why the fuck do you want to know that? I'm like, I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to wander around.
So, did you hear any of the show tonight?
No, I didn't hear any of it because my friend's dad was, like, looking up porn. And
are you turning into the show now?
Oh, no, she's on the phone. He's not on cable, right? So you're not listening to the show right now, right?
No.
Well, we give away prizes on the show.
Oh, you're giving away prizes now.
Yeah, so next week, try and tune in and...
We're going to have a 1-800.
I'm going to be even near a computer next week.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's good you phoned in, and we saw you on the IRC, so that's very cool.
Yeah, I tried. I really tried.
You did. We believe you.
And we're getting the 1-800 number probably next week.
Oh, cool. Then I'm just going to call in even though I'm not there.
That's right. So it'll be really easy to call in.
Okay, we'll see if I call in then, and, you know, it's like in the middle of the show, I'll just be like, time zone.
That's right. So we're going to have to let you go because it's really past the show now.
Yeah, I understand. Everybody who I know, I say hi and stuff.
So say what the hell, and I'll hang up on you.
Okay, what the hell.
All right.
Gloom awesome. Bunny.
That was awesome. We haven't heard from our awesome friend Gloom Bunny for quite a while.
Gloom Bunny slays.
That's right.
I would like to make the comment that Rabbit Puppy, you fucking rule. Langley is the capital of Canada.
It is now.
We declared it the capital of Canada. There's been a revolution. We didn't bother to tell the fuckers.
That's right. So we're signing off here, and I'm the last guy to say goodbye. So it's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, you know what's good, Kennedy@rantradio.com. Let's fucking rip this shit up.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see. You know what? I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at Kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.